This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of this year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I'm leaving the post with one full year left in my term." U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns today in the state of New Hampshire. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination to run for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a stage, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards such as social distancing and face masks, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19 that so far has taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of this campaign for November, Mr. Trump is expected to crisscross the country to make his case for a second term that begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. Joe Biden is expected to announce a busy travel schedule as well. To this point, he's largely weathered the pandemic from his home in the state of Delaware. This is VOA News. In Lebanon, a deadly overnight battle between Sunnis and Shiites prompted warnings of more chaos as the country is pushed to the breaking point by a financial meltdown and political tensions. Two people, a 13-year-old Lebanese Sunni boy and a Syrian man, were reported killed in an area south of Beirut. Witnesses said machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades were used in the fighting, which they said lasted 4 hours. French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Beirut next week to urge political leaders there to move toward government implement urgent reforms. A French official said it was time for Lebanese political parties to ensure a regime of change was put into place. U.S. markets are higher today and show signs of erasing all of the year's losses to date. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index lost almost 1.5% on the news that Shinzo Abe was stepping down. Hong Kong stock market today reached its highest level in over a month at one point. This on expectations that global monetary policy will remain supportive and the spread of COVID-19 will further slow in the financial hub. The Chinese semi-autonomous territory has eased some coronavirus restrictions after new daily cases fell from triple digits to low double digits in recent weeks. Here in the U.S., Laura was a record breaker. No longer a hurricane, but the storm continues to cause heavy rain and tornadoes as it moves away from its path of destruction along the U.S. Gulf of Mexico coast. Close to a million homes and businesses are without electric power, and weather forecasters say Laura could still pose a major threat to the densely populated east coast of the United States. With winds up to 150 miles an hour, Laura was one of the most powerful hurricanes on record. At least six people died. A full assessment of damages is not expected for days. The state of Louisiana was hardest hit, but it could have been much worse. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the hurricane fell short of the catastrophic proportions that were predicted. Still, he described, in his words, a tremendous amount of damage. Gambia's President Adama Barrow has extended a state of emergency in mainland Africa's smallest nation as coronavirus cases have surged. Gambia, with a population of just over 2 million, has reported more than 2,700 infections since its first cases in March. There have been 93 deaths. Cases have increased exponentially in Gambia, prompting the government to continue its restrictive measures, including a ban on public gatherings. The global pandemic numbers, a case count of almost 24.5 million and 832,000 deaths. Reuters reports that China's factory activity likely expanded at a slightly faster pace in August, fueled by rising infrastructure spending and improving global demand. This as the Chinese economy continues to recover from the coronavirus crisis. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.